today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
Pleased to welcome back to the program the Federal Minister of Transport for the federal government, the Honorable Omar Al-Ghabra. Mr. Minister, thank you so much for the time. It's good to have you with us today.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be back in Hamilton and with you.
Well, we've talked in the past about the government's commitment to steel industry here in this area, and you've made some strong commitments, of course, about green steel, environmental upgrades for this. We've talked about supply chain issues, though, and you've tied the two of them together, this big announcement. It's basically a great enhancement to, well, one is already probably the busiest port in the Great Lakes right now, and that's the Hamilton port and the capacity here with the Hamilton-Oshawa Port Authority. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about the announcement today?
Yeah, it is really great to be back in Hamilton, particularly at the port. As you stated, the port of Hamilton is the largest port in Ontario and the busiest. And today's announcement was to support them financially to build a new logistic hub at the port for steel transportation. Right now, much of the steel that comes off vessels or boats are shipped through trucks. Trucks need to drive up all the way to the dock and load the steel that comes from abroad onto them for the processing center here in Hamilton, or their processing facilities here in Hamilton, or somewhere else in the country. Now, with this project where we're building a logistic hub, they'll be able to transload that steel that comes from abroad onto train. So this project will build a warehouse, will expand the track, and will enable the transloading of that steel onto trains instead of loading them on trucks.
We've talked about supply chain issues, Minister, so often now, and about getting material to market as soon as possible. And I know your government's talked about a number of different huge infrastructure projects that are coming on. Steel's got to be part of that, and you've got to get it out, and especially, like you say, off the ships and to market as quickly as possible. This is going to go a long way towards doing that.
Absolutely, Bill. Look, we've seen disruptions in our supply chains over the last couple of years that continues to linger until today. Canadians know when they're trying to buy a car or a fridge or any type of material for their home improvement that there are some shortages of a product out there, and that's mainly due to global supply chain challenges. But there are some domestic issues that we're working on. We want to build greater capacity, more resilience, greater efficiency. And that, by the way, will also tackle the root cause of inflation that we're seeing all over the world today. So this is an important element of our comprehensive plan to tackle inflation, but also to build a stronger economy.
Well, and I know you've made a number of trips to Hamilton, so I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but just to remind our listeners, I'm always pleased to see investments in Hamilton, not just because it's my hometown, but we are uniquely situated, of course, here as one of the great transportation hubs when it comes to not just producing goods, but getting to market. We have the busiest cargo airport in Canada, of course, with John C. Munroe Airport. We have a great highway system here. We have rails and, of course, Sochi shipping and, of course, the light travel here. We got it all covered here. This is a key investment and a very key part of moving the economy forward.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. My colleagues, Minister Tassi, Chad Collins, Lisa Hafner, the MPs from the area, remind me every day how resilient, how strong economy in Hamilton, how well-trained and equipped Hamiltonians are. They're ready to grow their economy, to create more jobs, and our government is there to assist building a bigger, more efficient, more resilient, and a greener economy.
And the port authorities are a big part of this. I know that.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.